910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Summer arrives today with instant swelter. More than 100 million Americans, about a third of the population, will be suffering under extreme heat today in the central U.S., Sunday into Monday in the east, like New York.
The feel-like temperatures could hit 105 degrees in many parts of our state.
Governor Kathy Hochul reminding us that heat is the number one cause of weather deaths. The summer will bring much traffic, especially on the 4th.
AAA predicting an all-time record number of people, over 72 million venturing at least 50 miles from home, with a record 5.84 million flying to their destination. That's up almost 1.5% from the same period last year.
ABC's Will Reeve. President Trump is heading to his Bedminster golf course today after a security briefing on Israel's war against Iran. Iran is in Geneva right now meeting with European leaders as both sides maintain their missile attacks on each other. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The National Weather Service is warning Wisconsin residents about potential dangers related to extreme heat conditions this weekend. Weather officials expect the heat index temperature to reach over 100 degrees this weekend with oppressive humidity. Residents should be on the lookout for signs of heat-related illnesses like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps. Health officials are recommending residents stay inside air-conditioned buildings as much as possible, drink plenty of fluids, and limit outdoor time for their pets. The Wisconsin State Senate approved a bill on Wednesday that would create new felony charges for rioters and make it easier for residents and businesses to file a lawsuit for property damage. Republican lawmakers claim there's been an increase in violent riots since 2020 and say there needs to be stronger penalties for rioters. Democratic lawmakers raised concerns about First Amendment violations and warned that the language of the bill could mean any person in a protest group could face charges if just one of them causes property damage or injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol is advising Douglas County residents that it will conduct aerial enforcement on Friday. According to a press release, aerial enforcement is scheduled to take place on U.S. Highway 2 and 53. During aerial enforcement, law enforcement authorities will monitor the chosen highways from the air and report traffic violations like speeding or aggressive driving to patrol cars on the ground. Wisconsin State Patrol officials say they announce aerial enforcement activities ahead of time so residents are more likely to voluntarily comply with traffic laws. The Rusk County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice have announced the arrest of a man accused of scamming an elderly resident. According to Sheriff Philip Grossman, a sting operation led to the arrest of Mitesh Kumar Chaudhary on Tuesday. Sheriff Grossman says Chaudhary is also suspected of being in the United States unlawfully, and his office has been in contact with immigration authorities. He's reminding older residents to be wary of common scam practices like threatening phone calls or demands for financial information. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91, to tie up the NBA Finals at three games apiece. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton from the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple of days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The Crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. With partly sunny skies, highs will reach the upper 70s. Late tonight, showers and thunderstorms spark up, likely severe, bringing hail and high damaging wind gusts. Those will kick on out of here by the morning, leaving us with a sunny, hot, and humid day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Charlie Pittman joins us to cover all the weekend news. And then we're talking ticks in hour number two with entomologist PJ Leash, the bug guy. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday. TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend. And I hope it's a beautiful day for here. It's kind of a cold, rainy day here in Portland, which means that's probably coming your way. So get ready. In fact, they even said there might be a thunderstorm this afternoon. So it's weird. We get that kind of weather here, and then 3 days later, the Midwest is being ripped up by tornadoes. So just a heads up. So a lot to talk about today. It's just you and me all day, no guests. And of course, it's anything goes weekend. So, you know, whatever you want to talk about is fine. But I want to start out in just a minute with my op-ed today, 14 Steps to Tyranny. You ever heard of autocratic breakthrough? Well, I'll describe that and, you know, how it works. Also, a little news summary. Are we going to regret Trump being able to use a nuclear weapon? He's now threatening that. And a court has backed Trump's National Guard's deployment to Los Angeles, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit specifically. But be prepared for what comes next when the Guard arrives in blue cities. We'll talk about that in the first hour. Also, racist alert. Did Trump ever complain before about too many holidays? Why just Juneteenth? In the second hour of our program, look out. Retirees are being forced into privatized for-profit Medicare Advantage plans. Is this the future of Medicare? We'll talk about that. Also, will children born now live in a world where the U.S. can produce only half as much as its key food crops? A startling new prediction from a group of scientists. And in the third hour of our program, Kennedy and his anti-vaccine freaks were just caught lying to Congress again about COVID-19 vaccines, just as a new variant has arrived. It's called the razor blade sore throat variant. Oh, my God. Amazing. Oh, and happy summer solstice. Today is the longest day of the year. Summer arrives this evening at 10:42 Eastern time, 7:42 Pacific time. And that's, like I said, also the longest day of the year. 14 Steps to Tyranny, Autocratic Breakthrough, How It Happens and What We Can Do About It. That's the title of my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com, my daily take. We have seen the Trump administration do a bunch of things that look pretty fascistic. You know, they've arrested a mayor, a judge, a member of Congress. They beat a United States senator to the ground. They've deployed the military over the objections of the governor and the mayor. We just experienced a political assassination. Kristi Noem says she's in Los Angeles to liberate the city. The president has a military parade for his birthday. The Trump regime is ignoring court orders, and his press secretary is saying the courts should have no role here. What does all this mean? Well, autocratic breakthrough is a phrase you're probably going to start hearing a lot about in the media. Autocratic breakthrough is a phrase that describes when the movement toward authoritarianism, toward dictatorship in a democratic country reaches the point where it's very, very difficult to stop, where the country is almost certainly going to become or has already become essentially or functionally a dictatorship. And the road or the path to autocratic breakthrough goes through three stages. We are currently in the middle of the second stage. At the first and second stage, autocratic breakthrough can be stopped, can even be reversed. Once it gets into the third stage, and I'll get into that in just a moment, to stop autocratic breakthrough is almost impossible. It typically requires either a major crisis, like the Republican Great Depression of the 1930s, or a civil war, like the American Civil War of the 1860s. Now, we weren't at full autocratic breakthrough when we had the Republican Great Depression. We were really in the first stage in many ways during the Harding and Coolidge administrations in particular. Hoover wasn't quite so bad. But we were in major autocratic breakthrough in the period from 1820 to 1861 in the South. The South had become a full-blown autocracy. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But let's just go through these three stages of autocratic breakthrough. The first stage is called democratic erosion. Sometimes it's referred to as soft authoritarianism. And it's characterized by a couple of things. Number one, the demonization of political opponents. People start referring to other politicians rather than my friend across the aisle or my colleague or, you know, my respected opponent or those kind of things, my loyal opposition. They refer to them as enemies of the people or scum or parasites or traitors or terrorists. Or say they hate the country. Number two, it's characterized by, this first stage is characterized by attacks on the press, claims that the media is fake news or the enemy of the people. Number three, it's characterized by politicization of law enforcement and intelligence agencies. They get captured by the autocrat. They in turn target critics, protesters, civil society groups with surveillance and raids. You know, we saw this against the civil rights movement, for example, back in the 60s. We're seeing that again. Number four, the elevation of the executive above co-equal branches of government. We're seeing this right now with Trump declaring emergencies that give him power that can't be constrained by the courts or Congress. And number five, election manipulation. The ruling party makes it progressively more and more difficult for their political opponents to vote. They gerrymander districts. Nonpartisan election officials are replaced by loyalists to the regime. So they can have an influence on elections. The second, that's the first stage. You know, as I said, you know, democratic erosion. The second stage is approaching democratic breakdown. And it includes these items, judicial capture, characterized first by the regime packing the courts with judges and going after lawyers. So judicial capture. Number two, criminalization of the opposition. They begin by disqualifying or even prosecuting rival politicians on dubious charges and shutting down non-governmental organizations and nonprofits. They try to discredit political parties. This is where we're at right now, by the way. We're in the second stage. Number eight, militarization of domestic law enforcement. You see police agencies converted into something that looks like occupying armies. And number nine, the fusion of party and state. And this is a critical step in which open loyalty and fealty to the regime or the party becomes necessary just to get a job with the state. And government media becomes indistinguishable from party propaganda. Which leads us to stage three, we're on the verge of, and this is called full autocratic breakthrough. And this is the once you're in this stage, there's generally no going back without a crisis. As I mentioned in the beginning, this stage is characterized by abolition or nullification of meaningful elections. They suspend elections or they postpone them. They rig elections. The elections are characterized by intimidation, mass disinformation, falsified electoral counts. Number 11, loss of civil liberties, including freedom of assembly, speech, and movement. Number 12, constitutional overhaul or emergency rule. In other words, they rewrite the Constitution or they declare emergencies that allow them to ignore the Constitution. Number 13, exile, imprisonment, or assassination of the opposition as key dissenters are forced into hiding. And finally, the strongman cult of personality replaces institutional legitimacy as the dear leader is elevated to be the embodiment of the nation and the will of the people. Now, all 14 of these stages happened in the Deep South in the period from 1820 to 1861. People opposed to slavery were routinely beaten, run out of town, even lynched. Talking about white men. Violence and intimidation were common tools to suppress dissent. Politicians who posed an actual threat to the oligarchs were bought off, prosecuted, or imprisoned. By the early 1850s, all of the pro-democracy or anti-slavery newspapers in the South had been put out of business or shut down, and most of their writers or publishers had been put in prison. Elections were rigged. The right to vote was typically limited to white men who paid taxes. Religious leaders who refused to preach in support of slavery were got rid of. They were stripped of their right to have a congregation. And the mails were being inspected by Confederate police looking for people who might dissent. And this, you know, led to the 1854 Kansas-Nebraska Act, which led to Bleeding Kansas, the sacking of Lawrence, and I won't go into the whole detail there. But basically, this was when the Confederacy emerged in the mid-1850s. And it provoked, you know, John Brown's retaliation. And, finally Kansas entered the Union in 1859. And by 1861, we were in a full-blown civil war. That's how we stopped the autocratic breakthrough, was with a civil war. Now, we don't want to do it that way again. And that's why it's so critical that we all tell everybody about autocratic breakthrough, what it is, how it happens, where we are in the process. And of course, the way to stop the process is to stop the people who are driving the process. And you do that, you use the courts to the extent you can. You do that at the ballot box. But the principal weapon for doing that is waking people up, informing them about these things. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day in your calls. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Here's the deal.
We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. And that's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula. It's called Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, along with boosting hair fullness. And right now, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. The get is important, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom.
It starts with a whisper, a poison in the well. They call their foes, traitors say the free press fell. A strong man rises, cloaked in the law. Writing new orders, erasing what we saw. Courts are packed, the truth's on trial. Votes are stolen with a gerrymandered smile. An iron fist dressed up as decree. Selling fear as security. It's not a march, it's a slide. Every step justified. The time you see the bars, you're trapped inside. Autocratic breakthrough, the glass is shattered now. We let them take it step by step and never ask them how. Autocratic breakthrough, the sirens fade away. Freedom bleeds in silence when the people look away. Judges bow down, the laws remade. Opposition silenced, locked away. The army's called in, but not for the fight. They're marching on protest, they're killing the light. Paramilitaries haunt the night. Dissent is branded terror blight. And in the mirror, the face we knew is gone beneath red.
Welcome back. The White House said Thursday that Donald Trump, yesterday afternoon, that Donald Trump has not ruled out dropping a nuclear weapon on Iran. Now, keep in mind, Israel attacked Iran. You know, it's like, wait a minute. U.S. intelligence has said Iran is not pursuing a nuclear weapon, although they are enriching uranium rather rapidly, which is causing people to scratch their heads. Eli Clifton, a senior advisor at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, said, and I quote, "The U.S. is considering using a nuclear weapon for the first time since Hiroshima and Nagasaki because our client state murdered our Iranian negotiating partner and started a war." Jennifer Kavanaugh, who's the director of military analysis at the think tank Defense Priorities, said, quote, "The notion that the United States can conduct a few airstrikes and declare victory is an illusion. Any direct U.S. military strike on Iran is likely a mission creep into regime change or collapse or spiral into a long, protracted war. Israel's strikes on Iran may make U.S. diplomatic efforts more difficult, but there's still a chance at a deal and plenty of time to pursue one through negotiations." Amen. And let's hope that they get there. Meanwhile, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has said that Trump can continue to control the National Guard in Los Angeles. Now, my guess is that the city or state, whoever launched this lawsuit, will now ask for the entire Ninth Circuit to rule on this or take it directly to the Supreme Court. We'll see. But this is not a good thing. Essentially, the Ninth Circuit, these three judges from the Ninth Circuit, kind of twisted themselves into knots to say, well, you know, yeah, there's not an emergency, and yeah, I mean, the provision that they're basing this on was that local law enforcement was not capable of dealing with the situation in Los Angeles, and clearly they were. They had it under control. They continue to have it under control. They've said so. They keep holding press conferences, the sheriff and the chief of police saying, everything's good here. But Trump is sending thousands more troops into Los Angeles, and he just mobilized troops to go into Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. So this is getting ugly. And like I said, this is part of the process that drives us to autocratic breakthrough.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural
natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or New Nordic.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Quinn Hurley to discuss the Green Bay Tattoo Festival. Chris Ruckdashel joins me to talk about Muskie Fest in Hayward, and Terry Barr is back from vacation for Bar Band Friday. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. With extreme heat in the forecast across the state over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning residents to be on the lookout for pavement buckling. When weather conditions go from cool to extremely hot quickly, the slabs of pavement in the road could begin to expand and push against each other. If the pressure gets high enough, the pavement can buckle and create an unexpected bump or dip in the road. Residents should remember to buckle up, keep their eyes on the road, and watch for slowing traffic and roadside workers. A Republican state lawmaker is sponsoring a constitutional amendment to introduce term limits on elected state positions. State Representative Duke Tucker of Grantsburg says the constitutional amendment would limit elected officials to serving 8 years in a single position. That would mean term limits of 2 years for a four-year position like governor or state senator, and 4 years for state representatives who only serve two-year terms. The constitutional amendment would need to pass in consecutive legislative sessions before appearing on a ballot referendum. The 75th annual Muskie Festival officially kicks off in Hayward today. The three-day catch-and-release fishing contest is being hosted by the Hayward Lake chapter of Muskies, Inc. and the Hayward Bass Club. In addition to the fishing, the event will also feature live music on the Main Street stage throughout the weekend, a car show, a lumberjack chopping and sawing contest, and carnival rides for kids. The Sawyer County Dairy Breakfast will also be held a couple miles down the road on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. A Bayview Township home has been deemed a total loss after a fire early Wednesday morning. According to the Washburn Fire Department, crews were dispatched to the home on State Highway 13 just before 4 a.m. on Wednesday. When they arrived at the scene, they found the home and garage at the property to be fully engulfed in flames. They say the fire was also rapidly intensifying and threatened other nearby structures. Crews managed to get the fire under control after a few hours on the scene, and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Happy first day of summer. With partly sunny skies, highs will reach the upper 70s. Late tonight, showers and thunderstorms spark up, likely severe, bringing hail and high damaging wind gusts. Those will kick on out of here by the morning, leaving us with a sunny, hot, and humid day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to follow the happenings in the news. And our old friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will be here to discuss NIL. Is it making people soft? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Midnight streets, sirens wail, peaceful marchers, faces pale, unmarked vans, no warning sign, rights erased in real time. No badge, no name, just camouflage, justice lost in the mirage. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, turning freedom into something sinkable. Democracy. Truth,
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Sam Stein is predicting if Trump deploys troops to New York City, all hell is going to break loose. Of course, that's exactly what Donald Trump wants. Meanwhile, yesterday was Juneteenth. You know, we opened the show with a little concise history of it. Trump never mentioned it. The White House always, you know, issues a statement on federal holidays, you know, happy Memorial Day, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, you know, whatever it may be. They issued no statement whatsoever yesterday. And Trump went on his Nazi-infested social media site and said, too many non-working holidays in America. It's costing our country billions of dollars to keep all these businesses closed. The workers don't want it either. Soon we'll end up having a holiday for every working day of the year. It must change if we're going to make America great again. In other words, get rid of that holiday that black people celebrate. I keep telling you, and I think we all know by now, especially, you know, I mean, you even have federal judges now saying this whole anti-DEI thing, it's got nothing to do with diversity, equity, or inclusion. It has to do with blocking out the existence, the history, and the rights of black people, Hispanic people, queer people, Asian people. And ultimately, even and women, you know, anybody who's not a straight white man, because that's their constituency. All right, what's on your mind today? Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, we'd like to have your weather here for the next 4 days.
Oh, is it going to
be 97 plus with 110 heat index?
Holy cow.
Yeah, all of a sudden we were with you and we couldn't hit the 70s for 3 weeks. Now it's got 97 for the next 4 days.
Yeah.
But why I called, maybe I'm wrong. You know, everybody's talking about next year's elections. How about this year? Should we ramp up this year with Virginia and New Jersey? Because let's be honest, Youngkin's running there, and you got a big Trumper in New Jersey.
Yeah.
If Youngkin wins or goes, like, say, 52-48, Republicans got a good stand because – what's her name? Susan Collins, Ron Johnson, Tillis. You notice they're squawking.
Mm-hmm.
If they're close elections, Tom, it gives her, Susan Collins, a reason to go, oh, I didn't know that was in the bill like she did when she hired all these judges. Because we got to blow them out. Nobody's talking about November except Carl Fisk that comes on stuff.
Well,
everybody's talking that this girl's going to win.
Yeah, the conversation
she's
about November is probably best held in August, September, but and October. But Russ, every indication, I mean, every special election that we've had since Trump took office 5 months ago. Wow, time flies. Every special election that's been held has shown, you know, a blue shift that was just, you know, far greater than anybody was anticipating. I think these are going to be blowout elections for Democrats this fall.
Well, you know, Tom, let's be honest. Youngkin won because, well, the Afro-Americans didn't show because they didn't like McCall. He only won by like 33,000 votes.
Right.
And the girl in New Jersey, I don't know, is she the one that was in there? She's running against a big Trump guy.
Yep.
I mean, and that's also, what was the poll out yesterday?
Yeah, that's Mikey Sherrill in New Jersey. Yeah.
45% of the people think we're no better off than when we had Biden. 34% said we're worse. 21% saying, yeah, we're doing better under Trump. I don't know how we're underwater with the border either.
Yeah, I don't
he's
think
like
we are.
61-39.
No, I get it. I think the tide is turning. I really do, Russ. And I think people are rapidly approaching enough.
Are you going to start talking about the November elections in September a little and have them on if you can?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once the primaries have happened, I mean, we don't have typically we don't have candidates on prior to primaries. Now, I broke that rule yesterday with Johnson and Benson. But typically we don't have candidates on prior to primaries. But after primaries, I'm...
They already had them, I thought.
Well, they...
In New Jersey and Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, they may well have. I haven't been paying attention. So,
Because Carl Fisk comes on. You know him?
I don't.
Carl Fisk? Well, he comes on Steps every Thursday. He's a school board member.
Uh-huh.
And they're already talking about the girl they're already talking that she's going to win big in Virginia.
You're talking Mikey Sherrill. Oh, no, that's New Jersey.
Which one's running in New Jersey?
Yeah, that's Mikey Sherrill, I think.
Well, no, there's supposedly another girl running in Virginia, according to what he said.
Huh.
I don't know. But
I'll have to look it up, Russ. I'm sorry. I have not been following those elections.
I haven't either. I just go by what he says on Thursday about Virginia.
Yeah, well,
and he's a big time.
He's welcome to talk about it, and so is Steph. I just don't, it's not on my radar screen yet. Russ, thanks for the call. Steve in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Talk about a small world. I just played golf in Hickory Hills 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Your previous caller.
Yeah.
Sweet. In any event, I was the marshal. I was a marshal at the 2017-2018 Women's Marches in downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the estimated crowds were 250,000, I think, in 17, 300,000 in 18. And then I was at No Kings this past Saturday at Daly Plaza, which is downtown Chicago. And there's so much more energy and vigor and needed, you know, as much.
There's so much more outrage.
It really is. It's really amazing to think that we had those turnouts at the very beginning when he just had his little training wheels as a president, and now it's a full-blown, you know, almost autocracy, breakthrough, et cetera, et cetera. But what I want to basically emphasize is the importance of people getting into the streets. Now, I'm 75 years old, and after Kent State, I quit going to college for a semester, and I was in the streets nearly every day. And I really think that the public protest is what really moved the government to finally end that.
I agree.
Horrible war.
We backed down Gerry Ford. I agree.
Yes. And we need, you know, the one card that we can play between now and election is more and more folks following the lead of Saturday No Kings. And building those numbers, and you probably talked about the 3.5% of the population getting into the streets, which has toppled other
Erica Chenoweth's math on that. Yes, I'm quite familiar with.
Yes, so this is just a plug to keep it up. And the final thing I'll say is, we were like crammed like sardines compared to 2017, 2018. I was really impressed with the vigor, the energy, and the signage because there's just so much more now to protest.
Yeah.
Oh, and one final point. I don't know if you know who Alex Lace is. He's a MAGA first class fatherhood podcaster.
I've never heard of him.
Okay, well, this just came across Facebook and a couple different reputable sites. And his quote was, "Make no mistake, what happened to Melissa Hortman was a message to all Democrats. You vote against us, and your life is at stake."
Oh, I saw that.
And
I did see that. It was reposted.
So you
you
are aware of that.
Blue Sky.
I mean, that is like, you know, with Mike Lee and this guy, we need to keep what you're doing, and hope it grows.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of your show
thank
and you, of you and WCPT. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve.
Frank in Miami. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today? Frank, watching Free Speech TV in Miami, Florida? You got to be listening to your phone, not your TV, Frank, unless your phone is muted. So anyhow, I'm going to hit a break here, and we'll be right back on the other side of this break with more of your calls. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. Stick around. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls, I'll be right back with you. It's summer. Campfires, late-night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captate Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation, and your home for the Brewers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting Rights Lab reports there were 59 state bills introduced on proof of citizenship for voter registration this year, and 160 bills concerning voter ID. A handful have made it near the finish line, but not all have passed. Since President Donald Trump's baseless accusations of mail-in voting fraud in 2020 and his unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting in the 2024 election, Republican-dominated legislatures have raced to pass stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship laws, despite no widespread abuse of either. In New Hampshire, versions of SB 218 were advanced, requiring submission of ID and proof of citizenship for absentee registration, and are now in a committee of conference. In Texas, a high-priority documentary proof of citizenship bill died without action at the end of the session. In Texas alone, there were 15 bills introduced to provide documentary proof of citizenship and 10 tightening voter ID laws. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo surprisingly vetoed a bipartisan voter ID bill attempting to codify a widely supported ballot initiative. Democrats negotiated expanded ballot drop boxes in exchange for supporting voter ID. His veto statement said the bill did not address implementing voter ID for mail-in ballots. Wyoming and Indiana passed proof of citizenship earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
There was a time we lit the dark with truth engraved in fire and bark, a dream declared in freedom's name, a torch we passed, a sacred flame. But greed crept in on velvet paws, rewriting rights with rigged new laws. From gilded towers and whispered deals, they sold the heart, they broke the seal. Justice bends and truth comes undone. The stars are dimmed, the stripes are frayed. In silence now our values fade. This is how the truth gets lost, when freedom comes with such a cost. We watched it drift like ash and dust. This is
welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, Trump spent his entire life avoiding paying taxes, which means that he has not paid for our military that he's so proud of. We paid for the vast majority of, you know, the everybody below the 90%, 95%. All of us paid for our military. Trump hasn't paid for it. In fact, he's gotten more money from the government than he has ever paid in taxes. And then he's taking our military and using it against the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that should be pointed out as often as possible, that clown never, that felon did not pay for our military.
Yeah, this is true of many of our billionaires.
Yeah.
Particularly those who are real estate billionaires.
Regarding Mike, who called earlier, basically what, by the way, Netanyahu is the new curveball in Shalaby. Those were the clowns that duped George W. Bush into fighting their war
in
Iraq.
Although I would argue they didn't dupe him. I think, you know, Bush went looking for somebody to tell him what he wanted to hear.
Idiot.
Yeah.
He was a willing idiot. Yes, that's correct. And so we have this situation where right now the Dow, the markets have flatlined with Donald Trump's bungling the tariffs. That's the same thing that happened in 2018 when he started putting his tariffs in and cutting taxes. The markets flatlined that year also until the Fed started pumping in trillions of dollars into the markets in the form of quantitative easing.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump has been a total failure in the 5 months that he's been president. He still hasn't surpassed Biden in the number of points added to the markets, and the Dow and the dollar has lost roughly 10%.
10%, yeah. It's incredible. He's impoverished America on the world stage.
Yeah, so every American, when they go out and buy something, they're getting roughly 10% less than what they got from the day that
Trump started. And you'll discover it immediately if you travel outside the United States.
And the same thing happened when he was president the first time around. Mm-hmm. The gold grew way faster than the markets did.
Yep.
And it's doing it again now.
Yep.
And no one's talking about that because it'll make that convicted felon look bad. So
yep.
So the media won't talk about that.
No, I totally get it, Larry. Totally get it. Larry, thank you. Always great to hear from you, and I always appreciate your perspective. Chuck in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, the Chicago area is being well represented today.
I've got a lot of calls from Illinois today.
Go Cubs. I'm a retired high school teacher, and I wish I could address ICE agents with just two things. One's been said before, but another hasn't. If what you're doing is right, why are you covering your faces?
Yep.
And your the badges. Other thing is, I would say, I'd be real careful. Fortunes change. A lot of Nazis thought they were invincible, and fortunes change. And even when they were old men, they were eventually caught down for crimes they committed.
Yep. Yep.
Because I think they feel invincible right now, mm-hmm. but this could change very quickly for them, and I would tell them to be very careful.
Yeah, I would share that. I share that sentiment, Chuck. I don't think this is going to last. I don't think it can last.
I don't either.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. Thanks for the call. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. The George Floyd reaction from Trump, just shoot him, could be looked at violence, but it also could be viewed as another racist just lashing out and a clown throwing ketchup. Because the overall effect of his response, and when you look at, there were at least three or four guttural negative responses Trump came up with when Bibi and Putin had murdered a bunch of people in bombings, and he was repulsed by it.
Yeah.
And he's repulsed by the killings. And as far as the Iran war and going to war and dropping the bomb, he will allow Bibi to do all the killing because he's Mr. Bonespurs. And he knows he's been a failure, the clown failure, his whole life. And there's no way he's going to. There's two reasons why he won't drop the bomb. One, he's not a killer. And two, he's been a failure, Mr. Bonespurs, his whole life, and he can't pull the trigger. He'll let Bibi do all the work, and he'll direct it. In 2 weeks, he'll come up with a decision. But until then, he'll profit off of everything, and he'll bring us down as far as we can until we remove him.
I think he is hoping that he's not going to have to make a decision. Apparently Steve Bannon went to the White House last night and had dinner with Trump. And, the press is showing some pictures of it. And Bannon, of course, is very opposed to our getting involved with Iran, directly involved in the war. And so Trump has a long history of when he doesn't want to make a decision, simply saying, I'll decide in 2 weeks. It's sort of the equivalent of let me think about that. You know, it's just a way of not deciding in the moment rather than being deliberative. And I think he's hoping that within 2 weeks, that either Netanyahu will have done something, that finishes it off, or there'll be an Iranian revolution, or God only knows what. But
or we all move on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, Dave. Also we're not talking about the big beautiful betrayal bill, so which kind of works to his benefit. Dave, thanks for the call.
And that's the whole point of all of it. So we're not talking about the bill.
I think I'm not sure that that's the whole point. I disagree with Mark Pocan on that. I think that that's a side benefit. But, Trump will take it. Dave, thanks for the call. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. We'll continue our program. Look out. Retirees are being forced into privatized Medicare.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com. Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman program is
FAST, F-A-S-T.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A juror from the Karen Reed retrial explaining why she voted to acquit. ABC's Matt Gutman spoke with that juror.
The toughest moment for her? Hearing the derogatory text messages about Reed sent by lead homicide investigator Michael Proctor just hours after he got the case.
It was incredibly hard to hear that language. It was upsetting.
ABC affiliate WCVB speaking to juror number 11, Paula Prado, who initially thought Reed was guilty of manslaughter, but changed her mind as the trial went on.
A new focus now on the engines on the Air India plane that crashed in India, killing 270 people. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The airline's chairman says one of the engines on that plane was brand new, installed in March. The other wasn't due for service until December. Investigators are now looking for similarities between this crash and an incident 5 years ago in London when a plane's engines malfunctioned after leaving the ground. The cause of
this is ABC News.